Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nations.
Glory be to God. Welcome back from the anniversary. Okay, people are on a break. Okay, many people are not here. They're on a break. They went up the hill. Glory be to God. How many people read the word for the week? Okay, how many people didn't manage to read it, the word for the week? You didn't manage to read it? Okay. Put up your hand if you didn't read it. All right. So, Bob, come. Hi, Esther, how are you? Bob, come. We're going to interpret a dream. Okay, there's one Bob, I think. Okay. He didn't, but he could have gotten a scar at the beginning of the service. And, okay, who else didn't read it? Okay, Sarah, you come. Okay. So wedding anniversary, you all know, it was a wonderful day. This place was full, packed to capacity. And we experienced the presence of God. All right? It was praise and worship, most of the service. Anyway, the following morning, at around 5:50 a.m., I had a dream. Okay? In this dream, Juliana is here. She's our worship leader. She came home to take my daughters, Eden and Abigail, for a walk. I decided to go with them. Although it was a long journey, which my daughters had never taken before, they did not get tired. At one point, we walked up a hill. At the peak of the hill, there was a house belonging to Juliana's friend. He was a gentleman in his mid-30s. He told us that he was of great help when National Water and Sewerage Corporation was doing some work in that area. And as a reward, they promised to bring him a tankful of water daily for the next 10 years, which promise had never been broken. The water was always delivered in those enormous water tank trucks that carry at least 10,000 liters. The gentleman, okay, Juliana's friend, who was in his mid-30s, then told us, whenever you need free water, just come up here, because at any one time, I have too much of it. The dream ended when we started descending the hill. Glory be to God. Amen. Who goes first? We have some white visitors. Okay? Do you want to try to interpret a dream? Okay? So, who should go first? Bob. Okay.
Praise the Lord. The dreams, we keep it simple. Juliana is our worship team leader, so she took our praise. We are your children. She came and took us into worship, and our worship reached heaven, which is the top of the hill, and the national sewerage person is a representation of a higher power, which has a lot of water free. That means the floodgates are open for us as much as we want for the next 10 years. And after that, we came back.
We didn't hear the last bit.
I think the dream is from God, and water represents like refreshment, a source of refreshment. So, whenever we go into worship, it's like we are always refreshed in the spirit. That's what I get.
Give a big hand clap. Okay. So, in a sense, they are all right. Glory be to God. That's what good teachers say to every student. Okay, yeah, wonder, great idea, you know, even when they are totally what? Off. Yeah, but yeah. So, this is my interpretation. You know, in the book of Acts, Acts chapter 2, okay, Peter said that in the last days, God will pour out his spirit, you know, on all flesh. Okay, then he says, you know, people will prophesy, people will dream dreams, okay, people will see visions, okay. So, yeah, so God speaks to people in what? Dreams and visions, okay. And a good number of dreams are symbolic, okay, and they need to be interpreted. Glory be to God. Of course, some dreams are rubbish. You understand? I have so many dreams which are just rubbish. Okay? I just, you know, somehow you can tell a dream and then you just what? So, but this one, you know, wasn't. Immediately I woke up, I knew it was from heaven, and I immediately had the right interpretation. Glory be to God. So, so the dream says, Juliana came to take my children for a walk. It was a long walk, one which my kids had never taken. Okay? Bob was right to say that Eden and Abigail, my kids, represent the church. In this church. Okay? And remember on Sunday, you know, at our fourth anniversary, we had a long session of praise and worship, one which we had never had before. Long, you know, we had never had such a long session of praise and worship. And in the dream, you see, my kids had never taken such a journey. Okay? And we went up a hill. Okay? Up a hill. Okay? Which, you know, descending up the mountain of God. And when we got there, there was a house belonging to a gentleman, you know, Juliana's friend in his mid-30s, okay? When Jesus left the earth, he left when he was around 33, you know, people say, you know, And so, at the top of a hill, there was a house belonging to a gentleman, mid-30s, who now this is symbolic of the Lord. Okay, so when we did that long praise and worship session, okay, we descended up to heaven, you know, in the spirit of course, okay, and we reached the house of God, okay, and we encountered the Lord, okay, and he told us, okay, whenever you need free water, just come up here. I always have too much of it, okay. There's a scripture in Isaiah 55, I guess. We say, you know, come, you know, buy without money. You know that scripture? And there's another one in Revelation, which says that come and drink freely of the living water. Glory be to God. Amen? Basically, it is essentially that. Who thinks I'm wrong? Anyone who thinks I'm wrong? You know, usually pastors are wrong. Okay? The only person who is never wrong is Jesus. Glory be to God. The only person who is never wrong is who? Jesus. And so that means that you don't have to believe everything preachers say. Okay? You can have more insight concerning an issue than a preacher. Glory be to God. There's no scripture that says that you should always agree with preachers. Hallelujah. Amen. It's not there. You can disagree respectfully. You understand? Say, that scripture, it doesn't mean that. You know, Okay. Hallelujah. Hopefully, you will tell that to a humble preacher. Glory be to God. Because if you get the wrong one, you'll be in big trouble. So anyway, so what that dream implied, okay, is that the Lord was so pleased with Sunday, our Thursday, rather our praise and worship session. Glory be to God. Now, Juliana represents the worship team. Okay, so the worship team took us on that journey, okay, to the presence of God. Glory be to God. Amen. So let's give another big hand clap to the worship team. For the great work that they did for us on Sunday, okay, to take us up the mountain of the Lord. Amen. Now, I would want to be part of a church like this. We just receives accolades from heaven. Not just singing, just ukanali. And God is like, those are you. You're just into entertainment. You know, you're not touching my heart. Okay, so that means that Sunday was a very special day to the Lord. Glory be to God. Amen. So, Juliana, worship team, never stop taking us to your friend's house. Hallelujah. Because when we get there, there's free water for us. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Now, today, you can see people are on a break. They're not here, resting after Sunday. Even today, for us who are here, we're not going to talk about, we're not going to talk difficult things, okay? Just simple stuff, what I feel the Lord is saying. I started to get this impression on Thursday when we came to pray here on Thursday, okay? An impression of what I think the Lord would want to do for us, okay? All of us, okay? Glory be to God. Let's open Acts chapter 14. Acts chapter 14 from verse 11. Okay. Basically, the Lord, you know, the Bible says that the Lord is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Okay. He's a rewarder. Okay. God rewards. Okay. The Bible says that, God the Father, he's the giver, you know, of good and perfect gifts. All right. He's a what? The giver of good and perfect gifts. Okay. So I felt and I feel the Lord is saying that in this season, okay, he's going to reward us. Glory be to God. The Lord is going to reward us. The Lord is going to reward you. Glory be to God. Amen? Amen? The Lord is going to reward you. Hallelujah. Okay? In Acts 14, Paul and Barnabas are in a place called Lystra. Okay? And Paul, you know, healed a lame man. Alright? So when the people there saw what Paul had done, okay? The Bible says that now when the people saw what Paul had done, they raised their voices saying in that language, the gods have come down to us in the likeness of men. And Barnabas, they called Zeus, Zeus. You see, this is a problem of trying to speak a language that is not yours. Okay? So that means that any pronunciation is okay. As long as people understand what you are. All right? So they called him that. And Paul, they called who? Huh? Speak loud. Be confident. Okay. Because he was the chief speaker. Verse 13, then the priest Okay, of whose temple was in front of their city, brought oxen and garlands to the gates, intending to sacrifice with the multitudes. But when the apostles, Barnabas and Paul, heard this, they tore their clothes and ran in among the multitude, crying out and saying, "Men, why are you doing these things? We also are men with the same nature as you, and preach to you that you should turn from these useless things to the living God, who made the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all things that are in them, who in bygone generations allowed all nations to walk in their own ways. Nevertheless, he did not leave himself without witness." All right? "In that he did good." Now this is the verse ante to we come to. "He did good, gave us rain from heaven and fruitful seasons, filling our hearts with food and gladness." Glory be to God. As we prayed on Thursday here, okay, this is a verse I felt the Lord was communicating to us, LAT. Glory be to God. That, you know, he's going to do us good, all right? He's going to give us rain from heaven and fruitful seasons. He's going to fill our hearts with food and gladness. Glory be to God. This is essentially what the Lord wants you to know today. You understand? Eh? Remember I told you he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. He's a giver of good and perfect gifts. Okay? And now he's saying that this is a season of fruitfulness for us. Eh? Okay? Many of you are going to be rewarded. Glory be to God. What the rewards will be, I don't know. Okay? He would want you to go and ask him. Okay? And I'm serious about that. He wants you to go and what? Ask. What gift are you going to give me? Is it going to be a fulfillment of a promise you gave me? You understand? Eh? And he will speak to you. He will answer. All right? He says, he's going to do you good. He's going to give you rain from heaven. Okay? Fruitful seasons. You're going to be fruitful. Amen? And he's going to fill your heart with food and gladness. Glory be to God. By the way, how do you fill a heart with food? It's here, eh? Filling our hearts with food. I thought it is stomachs which are filled with food. Glory be to God. Okay? That one, you can also go and ask him. Okay? But at least we know he's going to give us food, okay? And we're going to be filled with gladness. Glory be to God. Amen? You don't sound like this is good news. But it is. Eh? Hallelujah. If I was in some other churches, guys would be now, shouting, lifting chairs. Eh? Glory be. And that's okay, you understand. Eh? All churches, places have cultures. Eh? Glory be to God. You guys seem to be like, what are we churches? Anyway. Churches have cultures. Just like families have different cultures. There's a way how they do their things. Okay, some families eat at 6 p.m., dinner. Others eat at 9 p.m. You understand? Eh? So there's nothing wrong. Eh? Okay? Which reminds me. Okay, a story. I have a friend. You know him? Flora, you know him? Anthony. A doctor. I don't want to mention his second name. Now, this guy gets married. Anyway, he tells me that, when he got married, okay, on Sunday, okay, the wife would, bring lunch at the table at around 5, 6 p.m. Lunch, Sundays. Okay, 5, 6 p.m. Okay, so it's like, hey, why does this chick do this? Okay, then she asks you, but why do you do this? As in, lunch is supposed to be one after church, you know, eh? And then she said that for us, that's how we grew up. Okay? That's how we what? We grew up. We used to eat what? Lunch, Sunday, 5, 6 p.m. Now, this guy was, because of his nature, he was a shady guy also. Somehow, he suspected something. Huh? So he told her that you can ask your mother why she used to do that. Okay? Anyway, the story goes, the reason why they used to eat at that time on Sundays is because the father, okay, the husband, you know, used to come back home on Sunday at that time. Okay? Why was he coming back at that time? Was because he had another woman. Okay? So he would first go the other side, okay? This is African, you know, society, but things are changing. Okay? You know, so he would first go to the other side, visit the other lady and the kids, which is good. Eh? If you have your kids, you should what? Visit them. You don't abandon. Anyway, so visit, you know, it's there. Then he comes what? Back to what? The main home. And now, Nebajula, you understand? So that's why they used to eat what? At that time. Now, this lady didn't know. So it was a culture in their home, but she didn't know how the culture came up. Okay? Now, this guy, this friend of mine, he's a shady guy, he's a player, what? Eh? So for him, it's Clark. Eh? He's like, yeah. Eh? So he has to go and ask your mother. Okay? And she went and asked and said, oh, yeah. It's because, you know, the dad was involved in what? In, in those things. And so all families have their what? But I think after that, you know, after the lady realized that, hey, there's no reason why we should do this, okay? My mom used to do it for this reason, and that reason is not here, okay? Hopefully it wasn't there. Because that's a guy, man, eh? I remember at his wedding, attended his wedding. Okay. So while he's at the high table with this lady, okay, yeah. I was with other guys, friends, you know, and one of the friends now began to update me about this guy. Anyway, the guy, you know, he felt sorry for that chick at the high table. You know, in fact, at his wedding at Christ the King, they were Kanyamas, a company, you know, Kanya, the guy hired, I got there and there were guys, you know, market guys. Why? Apparently because one of the chicks, okay, had promised to come and cause chaos. Okay? Apparently, this chick went and told the priest. Okay, when she heard that this guy is going to wed some other lady, went and told the priest. Okay? Again, I told you, when a holiday break, eh? So, you know, people, you know, we worked a lot on Sunday, you know, so. The chick went and told the priest that, no, this guy cannot marry, like, because he introduced me to my parents, you know. Eh? I introduced him to my parents. He came home, intro. So the priest called, what, this guy? Say, now, what I'm hearing? Then the guy, he came to the priest and said, no. I just visited. You know, she was my friend and I visited there. You know, I visited. Then the priest said, okay. Okay? Wedding, there were Kanyamas. Eh? At the reception. Eh? But meanwhile, guys were just, because they knew him. Eh? Okay? As in, we guys, his friends. Then the guy told me that right now, that this guy, he told me that in just 1 year, this guy got 4 kids. 4 women in 1 year. So now you can understand why he knew, when this chick is, you know, getting lunch ready at 6 p.m., the guy knew, what was what? What could be the issue? Glory be to God. I don't know whether that needs a glory to God. But anyway, you get the point. God is going to do you good. Okay? He's going to give you rain from heaven, fruitful seasons. He's going to fill your heart with food and gladness. Glory be to God. Amen? I rarely get it wrong when it comes to what I'm supposed to say on Sunday. Rarely do I get it wrong. Okay? And I don't think this is going to be the first time. Glory be to God. Amen? This is essentially what God is saying to you. He's going to reward you. Glory be. This is a fruitful season for you. Hallelujah. What exactly is he going to give you? I don't know. You know, he's going to give people different gifts. Okay, different rewards. Okay, now you can go and ask him. Okay, you can go and do what? Ask him. There are people in the Bible, they asked God, what are you going to give me? All right? What are you going to give me? Can you imagine? A guy who's standing to, what are you going to give me? Asking the Lord, what are you going to give me? Okay? When they sense that a season for goodness had come, they ask the Lord, is this the time to fulfill a promise that you gave me? And he gave them responses. Okay, now, I believe what God wants us to do, okay, is to go and seriously engage him. Every one of you, ask the Lord, what are you going to give me? You understand, Okay? All right? Don't just say yes when you're not going to do it, All right? Amen? But he wants you to go and ask him. And he will give you a response. Hallelujah. Psalm 102, verse 12 and 13 says, but you, O Lord, shall endure forever, and the remembrance of your name to all generations. You will arise and have mercy on Zion, for the time to favor her, yes, the set time has come. Glory be to God. The time to favor you has come. Glory be to God. Amen. The Lord is going to reward you. You've been faithful unto him. Okay? All right? And he's going to do you good. This is a great season for every one of you in this place. Hallelujah. Genesis chapter 18, from verse 1. Okay? From verse 1, it says, then the Lord appeared to Abraham, him is Abraham, by the what? Read with me, by what? People, you grow up speaking here. Okay? By that tree, okay? By the trees of Mamre, as he was sitting in the tent door in the heat of the day. So he lifted his eyes and looked, and behold, three men were standing by him. And when he saw them, he ran from the tent door to meet them and bowed himself to the ground and said, my Lord, if I have now found favor in your sight, do not pass on by your servant. Okay? Three men appeared to Abraham. Okay? One of them was the pre-incarnate Jesus. Okay? Now, let's jump to verse 16. Verse 16, after Abraham has talked with the lords and the two men, okay, it says that then the men rose from there and looked towards Sodom, and Abraham went with them to send them on their way. And the Lord said to Abraham, shall I hide from Abraham what I am doing? This is a key verse here. He said that, shall I hide from Abraham what I am doing? Okay? God is not planning, or he's not interested in hiding from you what he's going to do for you. Glory be to God. He is not. Okay? Now, thankfully for Abraham, the Lord initiated to tell him what he was planning to do. Okay? But sometimes you have to initiate. You have to go and ask. Okay? But the key point here is, he is not interested in hiding from you what he's going to do for you. Glory be to God. Amen? He's going to do you good. What goodness? He wants you to go and ask. Okay? He wants to fill your heart with food. What kind of food? All right? Even the children, these young kids. Okay? But these kids are serious dreamers. And this one, coming to, when it comes to seeing visions, okay? In this room, she has no equal. And these haven't come to know you. Some has never even seen a vision. This kid, a man, okay? This is the one who dreamt meeting some guy and saying, Mr. Elvis, why aren't you a prophet anymore? This is the one who had that one, that dream. Then she saw something that scared her, Okay? So anyway, the Lord is not planning to hide from anybody, even the kids, what he's going to do for them. Glory be to God. Okay, praise. God is not interested in hiding from you what he's going to do for you. Okay? You can get to know. And he wants you to go to him. Okay? And ask him, Father, okay, what are you going to give me? What reward? Because you are a giver of good and perfect gifts. You are a rewarder of those who diligently seek you. Amen? I was so pleased. The first scripture, Sam read, just before we prayed, was Isaiah 60 verse 1. We say that, arise and shine, for the glory of the Lord, is risen upon you. Okay? I had that verse there, but I was like, I'll just say it in passing. You understand? Okay? But I think he tapped into the spirit of the season. Okay? Arise and shine. This is a set time to favor you. Glory be to God. Amen? It is a set time to what? Glory be to God. For me, by the way, I've begun asking, what am I getting? Is this a time to fulfill something? Because I have a number of things God showed me in dreams, the things he was going to do for me and through me. Okay, I've begun asking him, so if you're saying this is a season, so are some of those promises going to be fulfilled in this what season? I've begun to ask him. Hallelujah. Amen? Because it is hypocrisy for me to tell you, ask him your stuff, and then for me, I'm not doing. You understand? Okay? Like those things of, you tell people to give, 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 and you, the preacher, you don't give. You understand? Okay? That you're the greatest liar. Never tell people to do what you don't do. Okay, if you tell them to do what you don't do, tell them that, for me, yeah, that is good, but for me, I'm still weak in that area. Okay, be frank. No one is going to kill you for being frank. Hallelujah. No one is what? So, verse 20, Genesis 18, okay? Remember, the Lord has said, shall I hide from Abraham what I'm doing? And verse 20, he told him what he was doing. He said, And the Lord said, because the outcry against Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very grave, I'll go down now and see whether they have done altogether according to the outcry against it that has come to me. If not, I will know. And it goes on and on. Eh? Okay? You all know the story, you know? The story ends with Sodom and Gomorrah being what? Being destroyed. Okay? But the Lord had no plans to hide it from Abraham, his friends. Glory be to God. And now, you know, we have Juliana's friend. Okay? According to the dream, this friend of ours wants us to know what he's going to do for us. What he's going to do. Amen? You know, if you ever stand here to preach, never sense how great you're doing by what? People's faces, Never do that. No, I'm not telling you to start acting. Don't do that. All right? You just get into carnality, I remember years ago, I preached at Zoe. I'd really sought the Lord for a message. Okay, so I came. Okay? Then I began preaching. Then around 10 minutes into the sermon, now, I began to feel sorry, Bambi, for the crowd. In my heart, I was like, man, you guys, I'm sorry. These things I'm talking about, but we have to what? To finish, as in, we can't leave immediately. So I'm going to say everything I want to say, but in my heart, I'm feeling sorry for fellows. Okay? And I could tell they're also what? Bored. As in today, that is not the Rema word. That is not the word, And I'm feeling sorry for them, And there's a voice, in my ears which is telling me, today you have missed it. All right? So I was feeling sorry for a chap. Okay. In fact, if that was my fellowship, that day I would have told guys not to give. Because I was like, no, it's not fair to tell guys, you've cheated them, you haven't given them what they are supposed to get, and then you tell them to give, Okay, I finished. I was so angry with myself, Then, I drove away. Now, when I go to Wandegea, I'm at the traffic lights. A lady, most of you know Carol Sekandi. Carol Sekandi calls me. Okay? She's like, did you attend Andrew Womack's conference over the weekend? I said, no. Okay, because Andrew Womack had ministered somewhere on Friday and Saturday. Okay? Now I'm preaching on Tuesday. Okay? So she asked me, did you attend, I said, no. He's like, but everything that you said, you basically just summarized what Andrew Womack said for those 2 days. We all sat there and we're like, this guy has gotten these things from what? Womack. He attended the Womack thing. Now he's telling us what Womack said. I told her I wasn't there. Okay? In fact, we had planned, I and Elvis, we had planned to go there. Okay? So we had planned to go there on Friday, but we failed, to attend the conference. Then you say, let us go the following day, Saturday. Okay? Saturday, we also failed. Okay? So I was like, maybe I'll find out what Andrew Womack preached on Tuesday from someone who attended. So on Tuesday, I go for the fellowship, but somehow I was like, since I'm going to preach today, I'll find out after I've preached. Okay? I'll ask someone that, hey, what did Womack say? Okay? So I didn't attend Friday, Saturday. I didn't find out what he preached. And now I finish to preach and someone tells me, you just did exactly what Womack said. And that apparently the people she was with were so amazed, were so blessed. Okay? Meanwhile, for me, as I preached, a voice is telling me, today. And I'm also feeling sorry for chaps. You know? And from that day, I learned a lesson. Eh? Never what? Never listen to, when you're preaching, never listen to those voices. Ignore them. Eh? Okay? Don't give attention to Abba's face, you know. Eh? Just do your stuff and go away. Hallelujah. And that's what I'm going to do today. But today I'm not feeling sorry for you. God is going to do you what? To do you good. Hallelujah. Genesis chapter 15. Okay? So you can see in 18, God initiated. Eh? Okay? Abraham didn't ask, but God just, he told him what was going to do. In 15, okay, Abraham initiated. He asked. Verse 1 says, after these things, the word of the Lord came to Abraham in a vision, saying, do not be afraid, Abraham. I am your shield, your exceedingly great reward. But Abraham said, yes, Nchimani, okay, you are my reward, but there's another reward I want. All right? That's not what he said, but possibly that's what he meant. Eh? Okay? He said, Lord, what will you give me? You understand? Seeing I got childless and the heir of my house is Eliezer of Damascus. I said, Lord, what will you give me? Okay? Then he hinted. Eh? Hinted. You know, what will you give me? Okay? You know that I don't have a kid. I don't have an heir. So you can see he's already what? Corrupting. Eh? The response. What will you give me? Then you hint on what the answer should be. Glory be to God. Eh? Isn't that being sharp? That's being wise. Eh? Hallelujah. Because Abraham was like, don't talk about other things. You know, I don't want animals. I don't want a donkey. I have many of them. So those ones, I'm not interested. Okay? In case you are the ones you want to give me more. But, you know, there's this other issue. Okay? I remember sometime last year, I gave a prophecy to Joanne, your wife. Okay? So I got her. Then I told her, Samia, the Lord is going to give your household sleep. You understand? Sleep. As in, people will be able to sleep. Can you imagine a prophecy like that? You know, you really, what are you saying? Sleep. But anyway, that's what God is what? Anyway, at the end of the service, she comes to me and says, that man, that, you know, I haven't been sleeping for, you know, days. You know, I need, you know, I just can't sleep. Then she said, in fact, when you came to me to prophesy, I was praying that I hope you don't tell me those things of God is going to increase you. God, you understand? Eh? Because that wasn't my issue. My issue is sleep. You understand? Eh? She's like, I don't want those things about money. What? Right now, my issue is sleep. Glory be to God. And God, you know, told about sleep. I say, yes, I'll give you sleep. Hallelujah. Okay, now, for some of you, this is what I was saying. Eh? You can ask God about a particular issue. You're like, God, are you going to give me this? You understand? Eh? Is this the time of fulfillment for the other dream? You understand? Eh? You can, you know, propose whatever. What do you call? You can pray anyway. You know? I'm not an English one. Hallelujah. You understand? Eh? So, God is not planning to hide anything from you. Okay? All right? He wants you to go and, like Abraham, go and ask. And God answered him. Eh? What did he say? Okay? So, he says that, look, you have given me no offspring. Indeed, one born in my house is my heir. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him, saying, this one shall not be your heir, but one who will come from your own body shall be. your heir. Glory be to God. He asked and he got a response. Glory be to God. William, ask the Lord, God, is it the time for the other cheek to say yes? Because mukama nkoye. Glory be to God. Amen? Okay, Esther, whatever, you know. Hallelujah. Okay? So you can see, this is not a hard stuff today. You know, and I've told you many stories. Why you shouldn't give your kids lunch at 6. Really? Okay? Hallelujah. You don't have to give your kids lunch at 6. Yet your husband is there, you know. He even didn't go to church. So you know he didn't what? Go, you know. And the young men these days have what? Only one what? One wife. Okay? Matthew chapter 19. From verse 27. Peter asked the Lord, what will you give us? We have walked with you these many years. We have suffered. What, you know, you guys, you had better start, you know, to engage God about some things. Peter asked the Lord, what are we going to get? Sebo. You know, be aware of free staff, working for free, you know. Okay? Then Peter answered and said to him, see, we have left all and followed you. Therefore, what shall we have? What shall we get? Okay? Jesus wasn't angry at that question. And he won't be angry when you ask him, starting today, that God, what are you going to give me? Okay? So Jesus said to them, assuredly, I say to you, that in the regeneration, okay, millennium, when the Son of Man sits on the throne of his glory in Jerusalem, Jesus is coming back, in Jerusalem, he said, you who have followed me will also sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. Not the tribes of Uganda. Those apostles are not going to judge the tribes of Uganda. Neither are they going to judge the tribes of where? Your country. Netherlands. It will be Israel. Uganda will have its own. Okay? And man, the reason why I'm doing my best to be faithful to the Lord is because I want to be one of the judges for Uganda. Judges doesn't mean a lawyer, those things. This is not what it means here. Okay? Here, what it means is to be, you know, like part of the cabinet. Do you understand? Okay, one of the leaders. Okay? All right? So, Jesus told these apostles that you will sit with me, okay, on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. Okay? He only told them that after they had asked. Okay? That's a big mouthful for him. Like, you guys, if what you fear for me, let me ask. Mumutia, mumutia Yesu, Kwanga is so holy. Mumutia, kai te mumutia na mu, mumadi ni miyake sat mumutia chimubuzi. Are you going to give me a kazi? Mubuzi, ask him. Glory be to God. Verse 29, and then he says that, and everyone who has left houses, or brothers, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or lands, for my name's sake, shall receive 100-fold and inherit eternal life. Glory be to God. Jesus answered the question. He told them what they were going to get. Okay? And in this season, go ask him. Okay? Since you've said, okay, that you're going to give us rain, you're going to fill our hearts with food and gladness. Okay? All right? He wants you to go and ask him that, God, for me, what am I going to get? you are a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. You know, so what is my reward in this season? Okay? You are a giver of good and perfect gifts. Okay? What is a gift you're going to give me? Okay? Abraham asked him. Abraham was like, don't talk about other things. My main issue is what? A son. You know? And he said, yes, I'll give you a son. You remember we read that he's not interested in hiding from you what he's going to do for you. Glory be to God. He's a good God. Hallelujah. He's a good father. Are you listening to me? You don't have to, eh? Okay? For me, I'm doing my what? I'm just doing my stuff. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 10. Remember I told you can ask the Lord, since this is a season of fruitfulness, is it the time when you're going to fulfill a promise that you gave me? And he will give you the response. Say, okay, that one, no, later. But in this season, I'm going to give you this. You understand? Okay? Peter said that of this salvation, the salvation that we have in Jesus, the prophets have inquired and searched carefully, okay? Those prophets who prophesied of the grace that would come to you, okay? Searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ was in them was indicating when he testified beforehand, you know, the coming, the suffering, you know, and the glorifying of the Lord. Okay? It says that they inquired and searched carefully because they were speaking things that were going to come. Okay? But they didn't know exactly the timing. Okay? So, they speak about the Messiah is coming. The Messiah, our Messiah, our Messiah. The Messiah of Israel. Okay? So, the Bible says they inquired and searched carefully. Okay? What or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ was in them was indicating. Okay? You understand? They were prophesying things, but they were like, okay, now God, I've prophesied. Okay? That's a prophecy that you gave me. And I've told the people. But now, between me and you, now first give me inside info. When is that time? Is it now? Is it next week? You understand? When is that promise coming to pass? They didn't take things lightly. You just prophesy and then you go away. They're like, now, prophesy now. Kati, tell me, you know, between me and you. Buddies. You know, fill me in. Okay? And the Bible says, okay, verse 12, it says that to them, okay, God responded. He said, to them, it was revealed that not to themselves, but to us, they were ministering the things which now have been reported to you. Glory be to God. They inquired. They searched diligently, and God told them, okay, that actually those things won't be fulfilled in your time. Echo mchireke. Your grandkids are the ones who will see it. Do you understand? Okay? This is what I'm telling you. God wants you to go and ask him. Is this the time for the other promise to be fulfilled? Okay, and he might tell you. Yeah. I'll talk to you later about that. Sometimes he says that. Okay? But we never hear what? That. Okay, sometimes he says, yes, this is the time. He said, now, that one, no, wait. It's coming, but in this time, I'll give you something else. Do you understand? So you can see this day, the word for today is God is going to bless you. God is going to reward you. However, he wants you to go and ask him, what are you going to give me? All right? And he's saying that if you come to me and ask me what I'm going to give you, I will let you know. Because I'm not planning to hide anything from you. Glory be to God. Amen? Hallelujah. Acts chapter 1, verse 6 to 8. This is after Jesus has resurrected, just before he ascends to heaven. It says that, therefore, when they, the disciples, had come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? Will you at this time? Are you going to do it now? Okay? And he told them, it is not for you to know the times or seasons which the Father has put in his own authority. So, of course, by implication, he was saying that, no, it's not the time. Okay? But he says, however, you'll get something else. All right? You shall receive power. Okay? This is not the time for the promise of the kingdom, you know, the kingdom of God, you know, this is not the time for it to be ushered in. However, I have something else for you. I have power for you. Glory be to God. That is what I was saying. Yeah? That sometimes you can ask, is this a time for the promise? Then he tells you, no, it's not. Eh? However, there's some other nice thing. Yeah? Glory be to God. Okay? This is not the time for the job, whatever, salary, increment, or another job. However, I have some hot chick for you. Glory be to God. Now all of a sudden, people are happy. Okay? I have some nice guy for you. Some nice guy from Kabale. Glory be to God. Your accents will what? Will complement each other. Hallelujah. Kabaragara omanyo. I was with some guys on Sunday, and I showed him I saw the chaps, Kabaragara omanyo, from, what is that place? Bunyaruguru, what? Okay? So, what God is saying today is so simple, So simple, yet so powerful, He wants to do you good. Glory be to God. I mean, you've served him, You've sacrificed a lot, The worship team, You took us up a hill to meet you. You understand? And you can see you are so blessed. Don't you think he would want to reward you? Honestly. Pastor Moses, you are the choir master. You understand? Don't you think I would want to reward you? Now that's why for me, I'm very serious. I'm like the other what? Prophets, they diligently inquired. They didn't take things lightly. Okay? I remember like over a month ago, I got serious with a promise God had given me starting last year. I was like, God, now I've been having to be serious. Is there something I'm not doing because I don't see anything beginning to happen? I got so serious. I decided to pray and fast. I told God, 12 hours, fasting, 3 days. You should be interpreting Esther. By the way, Esther is my niece. Okay, niece, It's niece. Yeah, niece. Yeah, she's a daughter to my dad's second born. Glory be to God. Yeah, my sister. Awesome. Yeah, I have to make a... All right? So, Esther, she's a... She used to call me and say, hello, uncle, when she was much younger. And that uncle, hello, uncle. And you just wish you had all the money. Because that uncle was powerful. Eh? I'm not saying that you should do it. Hello, uncle. In fact, I called her today. I was like, come to church on Sunday and I give you someone money. She's at university. Mukono, one of your lecturers. Anyway, so, glory be to God. Yeah. Okay. Man, they saw that thing. Hello, uncle. Never been. You see, the most precious things in life are not material things. They're not material things. That uncle. Hello, uncle. You know, you couldn't put value, financial, whatever, to it. I remember years ago, my wife, you remember she traveled and gave birth in the States. So, now I was supposed to fill out a certain form to send, to the States, because I was there. So now, one of the things you had to, the form, one of the things it was asking is, what relationship do you have with a child? Okay? So I remember I was seated in some office. I think it was my mother-in-law's office or something like that, filling out that form. Okay? What relationship? As in, how are you related to the baby that has been born? So, of course, I knew father. Now, you guys, if you don't have a child, you wait the first time you ever have to respond that you're the father or mother of a child. That thing hit me. As in, now, just wait. Man, it was like, wait a minute. I am not a father responsible for a human being. Do you understand? That thing hit. No, just a question. And you know, this is the first time I'm writing it. Other people have helped. Kids have helped over the years. You just give them money, go and pay fees. Then they write about what, about guardian. You understand? But now this was, I'm writing father. That's when I realized, man, now this is serious. But it was so precious. But also, when it came with huge responsibility, you're now responsible for a human being. For a wife, I mean, as in, you understand, you're not in a sense like, but now a kid, a young child, you're responsible. You are the father. No wonder some guys, what? Some guys run away. When they hear the woman has, some girlfriend has given birth. Shoot. Okay? If you're in LAT, please never run away from what? If you impregnate a girl, please be responsible. Okay? And what? Take care of your child. Hallelujah. You know, I love twins. I love twins. Like every time I see twins, man, I get so, whether they are 50 years, but especially identical twins, okay? Recently, I found twins somewhere at a restaurant. These were guys like in their 40s. You look at them, this one, the most precious things are not money. They are not, it is those things which money can't buy. They actually don't have a price to them. Okay, so I look at this twin, and I was like, the way they have made me feel good, So you just go and tell them, man, I like twins, and this is money for your lunch. I've done those things. I love twins. Where was I going with this story? So you would think that all people love twins. I think they do, But anyway, I heard of a story of some guy. Man, the wife or the girlfriend gave birth and they were twins, the guy disappeared. The guy, yeah, how can you run from? But I guess it was because of what? Money, man. Now, because now two. You're like, at least one I can hustle. What? Now, two. The guy took off. Took off. This when you realize that poverty is very bad. Poverty is bad, you guys. Hmm? Hallelujah. Hmm? The whites have already seen it here in Uganda. And they're like, you guys, you know, Amsterdam is what? Poverty is bad. Okay? But don't run away from what? Your kids. If you're not ready to take care of your kids, please don't have sex with what? With ladies, young girls. Okay? Don't. Hallelujah. But should you make a mistake and you have sex? Because as a Christian, you shouldn't have sex until you're young. But should you make a mistake, okay? Don't run away from your kids. You can tell the mother that, you know what? Our relationship has ended, but I'll what? Take care of my what? Of my child. Glory be to God. Amen? Yes. Okay. You are the father. Amen. Don't run away from your kids and then you appear on what? Graduation day. Graduation day, then you appear. You want to sit at the high table. Hmm? Then, you know, that chick, that girl that you ran away from, okay, gets a nice man from Holland, Netherlands. Then you now start saying, the introduction has to be at my place. If it's not at my place, I'm not coming. I'm the father. You know those things. Ugandans know what? Mubimanyi. Naye temubikolanga, you young men. Okay? It has to be at my, you know, I'm not going to that woman's house. I am the man. But you didn't, you ran away when you heard that what? Okay? This friend of mine, I told you about, who they used to give lunch at 6 p.m. The guy didn't run away. 4 kids in 1 year. But they, from what I understand, he didn't what? He didn't take off. Hmm? He didn't. Now, that's, of course, he's evil, but he's a nice man. You understand? He's evil, but what? But good. Even good. You understand? He's responsible. And being responsible is good. Isn't being responsible good? Yes, he's a bad man, but he's a good man. He's a good father. Whatever, yeah. Hmm? But you also wonder, those chicks, are they also good? Because how can a guy ukuchanga you like that? 4 of you, you know. Anyway. Hallelujah. You're loving this? Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 3. Okay? To emphasize what God wants you to do. He says, call unto me, and I'll answer thee, and show you great and mighty things that you do not know. Okay? This verse, Joseph, is better read in KJV. Call unto me, and I'll answer thee. All right? And show thee great and mighty things that thou knowest what? Amen. KJV is wonderful, man. You can sound spiritual even when you're saying nonsense. By just saying thee. Amen. But today it is not nonsense. It is serious. Call unto the Lord. He's going to answer you. And he's going to show you what he wants to do for you. Glory be to God. Amen. Now, as I end, how are you going to ask? Okay. Daniel chapter 1, Daniel chapter 9, you know, from verse 1. It is essentially by praying, okay? You go and pray to the Father. Speaking to him is prayer, so you're going to pray, okay? However, add some fasting to it. Now, it's amazing. This is the first time in the history of LAT that I'm telling people to fast. Daniel, in chapter 9, remember he's in captivity, okay? And he gets to know that Jeremiah had prophesied that Israel was going to be in captivity for 70 years. Okay? So he realizes that the 70 years are up. You know, the time has come. The time to favor us has come. Okay? Then he decided to go and speak to the Lord about it. Okay? It says, then I set my face toward the Lord, toward the Lord God, to make request by prayer and supplications with fasting. You understand? He's like, this is the time. And like, hey, you guys, momichari mele, been really serious. Time we have to engage the Lord to ask him, man, you know, what's up? And he did it by prayer and fasting. All these things of sackcloth and ashes. It just means basically humbling yourself, you know, which actually fasting does. All right? And he got, you know, God realized, you know, guy, this is serious. And God sent who? Gabriel. Verse 20, it says that now while I was speaking, praying, okay, and all those things before the Lord, okay, yes, while I was speaking in prayer, the man Gabriel, whom I had seen in the vision at the beginning, okay, being caused to fly swiftly. This is interesting. He was caused to fly swiftly in response to a serious person. Swiftly. All right? It says that he reached me about the time of the evening sacrifice. This is with 3 p.m. And he informed me and talked with me and said, oh, Daniel, I have now come forth to give you skill to understand. At the beginning of your supplications, the command went out, and I have come to tell you, okay, for your greatly beloved, therefore consider the matter and understand the vision. And it goes on and on. Glory be to God. Amen. Ask the Lord, but consider, okay, doing it as you fast. Hallelujah. Amen. That is if these things are important to you. Important things are supposed to be, you know, handled importantly, seriously, diligently. Okay? I was telling a story that some, like 2 months ago, something like that, you know, I was seeking the Lord about, I was like, God, this thing is taking long. What's up? Okay? And I was like, God, I'm fasting 3 days, okay? But 12 hours, I eat at 7 or 6, you know, Okay? But God, I want to know what up. Okay? I even got some book. If you guys had seen me reading that book, you'd have said this guy is a hypocrite, he's a liar. Okay? Because what I was seeking for, you know, involved that book. And I was telling God, in this city, I have to know even what is in this book. All right? Very serious. Fasted 3 days. I didn't get a vision, no dream, no nothing. But I was like, but you tell me. For me, I've showed you in this series. Hallelujah. I think it was a week later. Or within that week, okay, Carol has a friend in Switzerland. In that week, her friend who had never, she had never seen me, she really didn't know about me, apart from knowing that Carol attends a church with some guy, okay? This lady in Switzerland dreamt about me. And what she dreamt was exactly what I was praying and fasting about. Glory be to God. And Carol sent me the dream. She said, my friend Susan dreamt about it. I read it, and I was like, this is exactly what I was, right? You understand? Eh? The prophecy says they searched diligently. Diligently. These things are not for joking. They're not for playing. Glory be to God. Amen. I remember months ago, it was Flora. And months ago, I had a dream, you know, concerning Flora, okay? In this dream, a certain preacher was financially abusing her. You understand? Eh? Okay? So, I called Flora, okay? I told her, Flora, I had this dream about you. Okay? And so she came, we met. Then I told her the dream. And she told me, do you know what? Now, it was a Friday. She told me that, do you know what, Moses? I have been praying and fasting. In fact, even right now, I'm still fasting. Okay? Since, I think, 2 days prior, she began to pray and fast, asking the Lord, okay, should I continue giving money to this guy, being a partner with this guy's ministry? Okay? Remember, she was praying and fasting. She was like, and then she told the Lord that I need the answer before Saturday. Because Saturday, there was going to be a partner's meeting and you have to go with money. So she needed the answer before Saturday, she told me. Then on Friday, I have a dream. I didn't know about what she was bringing up. I just had a dream about Flora. I called her. And then she told me, Moses, even right now, I'm still fasting. And today is Friday. I needed the answer before tomorrow. And that is the answer I needed. Glory be to God. God answered her. You understand? I can give you countless illustrations of how God has what? You know, responded to people clearly when they prayed, you know, but however, especially when they engaged fasting. You're listening to me? Okay? So God is going to do you good? Okay? He's going to do you good. Okay? What kind of goodness? Go and ask him. He's not interested in hiding it from you. Okay? And consider doing what Daniel did, praying with fasting. I can assure you, all right, you'll get a response. God will tell you what he's going to do for you. Hallelujah. So, Father, we thank you. Thank you, precious Father. Thank you. Just speak to him for a minute. Father, thank you. Father, thank you. Your children arise, for your glory is risen upon them. This is a time, the appointed time, the set time for them to be favored, and they will be favored. You are a giver of good and perfect gifts. You are a rewarder. And in this season, you're going to reward your children. Father, may they respond to the word. May they come to you and ask you, like Abraham did, like the prophets did, like Peter and the apostles, when they came and asked you, what are you going to give us? Father, I pray for them that they will pray in faith, believing that you will answer them, because you are a God who answers prayer. In the name of Jesus, thank you. My heart will sing, you are God.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.